Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find that Sundays, 12:30. Actually, the last few weeks, it's been airing at noon on WJCL-TV. We've been covering the food scene for a whole long time. My co-host, as always, for the last year and a half here in this podcast, Margaret, we call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm good. Staying dry, staying indoors.
A little drippy out, yeah.
It's been a minute since we've gotten a, you know, usually storms roll through and we're done with it, but here in Savannah, it's still going right now. I could hear it outside. You guys still getting rain there?
Yes. It's been challenging. Yesterday, I've been showing so much property and so busy with buyers, and yesterday was such a challenge. It's so challenging when it rains to show property because you're in and out of the car, in and out.
Yeah.
Going into houses and
Well, hopefully it's supposed to be done with us here today, and we can move on with the greening of our lives, as I like to call it sometimes. You're going out of town. We'll discuss that in a little bit. But you have a good weekend otherwise? Because the rain didn't come till what? Yesterday afternoon, right? You have a good weekend otherwise?
Yeah, I did, but I worked all weekend. It was just one of those, you know, clients in town for the weekend. And
sometimes it be like that. That there's a country song, I think. Kane Brown, don't quote me on that. I am not well versed on my country, but I think the song is Sometimes It Be Like That. I don't know. Anyway, you and I have spent the last few weeks eating and liking all over the place and didn't have a whole lot of time to share some of this stuff, to the point where I mentioned it last week. It's been piling up, and we thought, okay, well, it gives us some content to share down the road. You went on a little bit of a healthy kick with your favorite salad in town. What was it now, 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
Yeah. I've got some 2 weeks ago food that I have to share. But we'll start with yours. Tell me why, and it's not the first time you discuss the Cobb salad at Charlie's. Tell me why you like it so much.
Well, there's a few things. It has bacon and cheese on it, so I don't know how healthy it is.
Okay.
Those are proteins. There is tomato. It's the tomato vinaigrette, the homemade tomato vinaigrette. And I think I've mentioned this before some years ago, many years ago, maybe 20 years ago. I actually sat down with Charlie, and he gave me the tomato vinaigrette ingredients. No, he didn't give me the recipe, but he gave me the ingredients. And so I actually do make a version of that tomato vinaigrette at home.
Really? But could you honestly say that it's the same?
No. Probably not.
But you do make it at home, but you do love it when you go and you get it at Charlie's. How often would you say you enjoy? I gather from talking to you that when you're at Charlie's for lunch, it's the Cobb, yeah?
Usually. Yeah. I mean, sometimes they get the Flan de Menier, or like they have like a fish of the day kind of thing, and you can have it green or sauteed or blackened, and then choose a sauce kind of thing.
Is it one of those things? Is it one of those things, like, you know, people ask me all the time, what's your favorite restaurant? And I don't go by favorite restaurant. I go by what am I in the mood to eat? Oh, you know what? I haven't had that in a minute. Let me go to run by Charlie's.
Yes.
That's kind of how it works for you.
Yes.
Fair enough. Well, as we head into spring and the temperatures warm up, it's more salad season. So give us, do you have a couple of others off the top of your head that you'd like to share?
You know, I think I mentioned last week, the Smokehouse has a bourbon glazed salmon salad that I just love. It's really light and fresh and healthy. Yeah. Very good. And then I'll have to say probably my other favorite salads are of the south of the border variety. Santa Fe Cafe has a great salad with kidney beans and cheddar cheese and ground beef. It's really yummy.
A salad with kidney beans. I don't know that I've ever seen that before. Interesting.
Yeah, so San Miguel's has, the San Miguel salad is very similar. And just a little island history there for you. Jim Buckingham, who was the chef at the original San Miguel's many years ago, that was his San Miguel salad recipe. It's mayonnaise-based dressing,
right?
Crunched up tortilla chips and cheese and kidney beans. and ground beef. And then of course he, at whatever point, sold that restaurant, opened Santa Fe Cafe, and the Santa Fe salad there is a version of the same salad. I would say it's a little bit more, I like to use the word high end, but it's a little bit more falutin.
I don't like to use high end, so I'll use falutin. Works for me. You made your point.
Okay.
And that's at Santa Fe?
Yes.
Not San Miguel.
But I like the San Miguel salad too. And then Fiesta Fresh has a great ensalada de pollo. They grill like a whole breast and cut it in
chicken place if you're scoring at home.
What?
I said chicken if you're scoring at home. You threw some of that Spanish in there on us.
Ensalada de pollo.
Ensalada de pollo.
But there's okay. That salad is really good, and the dressing makes it. They do a homemade creamy cilantro kind of thing that I also try to imitate at home, and I don't get it nearly right. But
how hard could it be, though, to make a creamy cilantro salad? I mean, dressing.
The dressing? Well, it's an emulsification, you know, just like any mayonnaise. So you take egg and oil and then cilantro, cumin.
Or you could cheat and just cheat and just get some ranch and put some cilantro in there and call it
a day. Totally not the same. Totally. No, cheating would be to go to the restaurant and ask for a gallon of it.
Oh.
Have on hand.
I actually know someone on the island who shall remain nameless, who goes and purchases dipping sauce from Mellow Mushroom and uses it at home, not anywhere else, but uses it at home. I don't know that this person does this anymore, but they told me, and I'm being vague on gender and the whole thing deliberately, that they buy that stuff and take it home. I'm not exactly sure why they do that, but you know, I guess you could hit them up for some creamy cilantro dressing. You think they'd sell it to you?
Yes.
Have you tried? It sounds like you've tried.
No, they're just, you know, that's a family run business. Yeah. And they know me.
Right.
I mean, I've been going there for 20 to however long they've been there. I've been right there. They're just really, really nice people.
That's cool.
I'm sure he would. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, can I have some of that? And he'd be like, yeah.
Well, I have to tell you about my day. It was a couple of weeks ago when I was on the island for a seafood festival. I spent the day bopping around Bluffton as my car was getting repaired. And I made my way to a whole bunch of different places, and some I was like, ooh, I can't wait to talk to Maggie about this one. But Low Country Fresh is a little market. They've been there a couple of years now, two, three years. They're off of Buckwalter, I think it is. Sat there and had a wonderful cream cheese muffin. You know, nothing dramatic. It was a cup of coffee. But as I walked around, they were putting out hot bread because they bake all their bread there. And for me, it's like a moth to a flame. I saw it and I said, oh, I got to go over there. And I was just standing there feeling the heat coming off the hot bread. And man, I didn't buy any because I didn't have a use for it that day, but it looked and smelled just absolutely amazing. And I thought, you know, I need to mention this because if people don't know that they're doing this type of beautiful, freshly baked bread at Low Country Fresh, then they absolutely should know.
Good to know.
Had lunch with our friend Dawn at Island Bagel. You've been to Island Bagel, right? You had to have been to Island Bagel. They, you know, it's a typical deli. Bagels, all the bagels, everything bagels and poppy bagels and plain bagels and all that stuff. I had their special that day was some kind of club. It was absolutely wonderful. And then I said to Dawn, hey, I need some place for something sweet here in Bluffton. And she said, oh, you got to go to Ronnie's. And I had, ironically, when she mentioned Ronnie's, I said, you know, I actually drove by that this morning and I looked and I saw and I said, I wonder what that is. She goes, oh, they've been around forever. And so I went over there, come to find out that they are Ronnie's Bakery and Cakes by Lou. Well, I go in, and there's a couple sitting there at a little cafe table enjoying some sweet treats. and a young lady behind the register, and hey, how are you? Hey, try a sample of this. And there was this marble-looking cake under a little dome thing for samples. And I said, oh, I'll try a piece. And you know, Maggie, when you try something and you know that it's just different, that little piece of marble cake, it wasn't bigger, much bigger than a quarter. As soon as I ate that, and I didn't tip my hand, she didn't know who I was, nor did it matter, but I took the mouthful of that marble cake, and I'm standing there eating it, saying to myself, oh my goodness, this is absolutely unbelievably delicious and moist and just perfect. And so, you know, I'm like, oh, that's good. Thanks so much. Okay, so what do you recommend? And she pointed out a couple of things. And this apple crumb cake is what she said I should get. This apple crumb cake was, I'm a big coffee cake guy, but this apple crumb cake at Ronnie's Bakery, absolutely, I didn't eat it till much later. I took it with me. Absolutely blew my mind. And in doing so, I tried to figure out how come I never knew about Ronnie's Bakery. You do, right? You said it used to be on the island?
Yes, Ronnie's Bakery was where Bully's Barbecue is now. And it was, the owner now is different from the originally it was Ronnie.
Right.
Right. And then Ronnie sold the business to Lou, I believe.
Correct. And this young lady
moved to Bluffton.
Mm-hmm. Right. This young lady told me she's Lou's granddaughter.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yes. This young lady was Lou's granddaughter. And so then you remember, you have to remember how good Ronnie's Bakery was.
I used to get Ellery's birthday cakes there.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. And so I'm left with this, man, I had no idea. And so in subsequently talking about Ronnie's Bakery, I asked a couple of friends, how come I didn't know about this? How come I didn't know about this? How come I didn't know about this? And it was, I guess, kind of the similar deal as the old bakery that just closed a couple of years ago where Sprout Mama is now. What was the name of that place?
Signe's. But Signe's, yeah. Signe's was around twice as long.
Correct. And you know I never got there?
Crazy.
I didn't know it existed until she was closing.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so it's like, okay, all these bakeries are under the radar for me, but Ronnie's, if you don't, and I'm here to tell you, if you don't know about Ronnie's, Cakes by Lou, Ronnie is not part of it. They just kept the name, but Cakes by Lou, it's more of a traditional bakery with I got to be nice with this, is old-fashioned bakery a fair term, would you say? You know?
Sure. I like
with
that.
Eclairs and the kinds of things that we would get in our childhood kind of bakery. Nothing highfalutin, to take your word, and nothing fancy. It's just a beautiful bakery. I'm sure they do cakes. You used to get your daughter's cake there, but you could see them all decorated and beautiful. Ronnie's Bakery. Now it's dangerous for me because now that I know it's there, when I'm driving to or from the island, I'll go around 278 and I'll stop there and grab a little something, either to or from. That's pretty dangerous, but it's absolutely, absolutely delicious, Ronnie's Bakery. Do you like carrot cake?
I love carrot cake.
Would you put it near the top of your favorite types of cake?
Yes.
You would. So would I. It's actually my favorite cake. Carrot cake.
Chocolate
cake.
And then Signe used to make it was called the Jessica Pink Lemonade. It was named after her daughter, Jessica.
Okay.
With a lemon profile with a little raspberry in between the layers.
That sounds delicious.
Carrot cake. Yes, I love carrot cake.
Carrot cake, cheesecake.
Cheesecake. Are my two. Cheesecake's definitely up there.
Are my two. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I had dinner at Buffalo's inside of Palmetto Bluff. If you've not been to Buffalo's Palmetto Bluff, it's a beautiful scene down there on their square. I know you've been there, right, Maggie?
So beautiful. Oh yeah,
yeah. I've
been there.
And Buffalo's was recently renovated, and so I went to check it out. Had dinner. Had a lovely steak frite. Substituted the frite for their Boursin mashed potatoes. Wonderful dinner. But this carrot cake, I saw it when I was standing at the hostess stand, ready to go in. It was thick. Was tall. And so I saw it under their little dome thing right there on the counter. And I asked about it. I said, oh, is that carrot cake? Yeah. Is it good? And the girl, the hostess, said, yeah, during busier times of the year, we'll go through three a day. And it was a big old cake. It was a big old, probably 12-inch cake. I said, three a day? She goes, yeah, they'll, people start coming in the morning taking slices. Sometimes they'll buy three slices or whatever. Sometimes we'll go through three in a day. Well, when it was time for dessert, I got the dessert, and I had to have the carrot cake. And Maggie, carrot cake and cheesecake, as I just said, are my two favorite cakes. Can I call one a favorite or the other? I'd lean carrot cake. This was the best, if not best, top two or three carrot cakes I've ever had in my life. It was unbelievably consistent, light. You know, carrot cakes sometimes get a little dense if you put nuts or pineapples or whatever freaky people like to put in their carrot cakes. But this was just simple perfection. The frosting was a little on the sweet side, which I like. You know, a lot of times bakers, I don't like it too sweet. Well, I like my buttercream to be sweet, period. It was fabulous. I've been talking about it for 2 weeks. I've told like 10 people. You know those experiences where you can't wait to tell someone, hey, do you drive by there? You need to stop by there. You need to stop by there. You need to go and get the carrot cake. So next time I'm going by, if I'm coming to see you, I'll stop and try to grab a piece and I'll bring it to you, because if you love carrot cake, go in there, you know, go into Palmetto Bluff and you know, have a piece of cake and a cup of coffee. It is just out of this world fabulous. And the scene is beautiful, as we said. When was the last time you were in Palmetto Bluff?
Like a month ago. I was showing
property. Oh, nice. Yeah, for me, it had been about a year. I don't get it. And I drive by, you know, coming to your side of the world, I drive by it, obviously, every single time. So I drive by, you know, 7-8 times a month, but I never go. And I went. Hey.
When I was there, I went to show property.
Right.
So I was there during the day, but it was busy. There were people everywhere.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Biking and walking. And, you know, I guess it's been a cold winter. So a lot of folks are escaping the even more frigid northerly temperatures. But yeah, it's, I have a very dear friend who is a client. And so she's looking to relocate there, and I'm so excited about it, because if she moves there, then I'll have even more reason to go. But boating over there, it's quicker to get there by boat.
Of course.
So fun.
Yes.
You dock right there at the day dock. That's where the church is and where Buffalo's is.
Mm-hmm.
Right across from the ruins.
Yeah, from the ruins, yeah. Yeah, the last time I attended Heritage, and this is going to sound so totally highfalutin, which clearly is the term of the week. The last time I attended Heritage was a few years ago, and it was by boat from Bluffton. And we rolled right up on some harbor town, and I was like, I could get used to this.
It's pretty highfalutin. It's highfalutin. It's low country highfalutin.
It was. And then they pulled us up to the dock at harbor town that day, and we thought, okay, we'll go into the... No. That was just the transport. We were walked. It was about 8 of us. We were walked right around the little bend there to a proper yacht where we were, you know, invited to enjoy whatever we like. And here's your pass for the golf and have fun. That was a good day. Took a picture that day with Governor Mark Sanford. I guess he was straight off the Appalachian Trail. That was a good time. All right. So carrot cake, you got Ronnie's Bakery, Cakes by Lou, your salads. We are stuffed for a week. What do you say?
Salad and cake. I mean, what?
Salad and cake. That works. Tell us before we go where we can find you.
I am a realtor for EXP Realty, the Kaiser Jatan team. And you can view our website. You can get there by typing in margaretcrenshaw.com to check out homes for sale.
And you're keeping busy. One last thing before we go, and I was looking up her name here just to make sure, because I only knew her as Sandy. I never knew her last name. But I text you over the weekend because the island famous hostess at Wise Guys is retiring, Sandy Schrettner. You said you knew her but don't know her well. Is that accurate or is that me?
I know her because I see her at the restaurant, but I right. don't personally know her.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that we are friends. I knew her, like I said, as Sandy. She was always, the few times that I dealt with her at Wise Guys, she was always so nice and knew my name and always so wonderful. And when I saw that she was retiring, I'm like, oh, some things you kind of expect to go on forever, right?
And I wonder who will take her place.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I wanted to mention her and give her a quick shout out because she did a wonderful job there for so long, and I know a lot of Islanders are going to miss her. So good luck to you, Sandy. And you know, if you see me at Harris Teeter, please say hello. Sometimes it'd be like that. All right, we're gonna get out of here. Quick programming note. A week from today is St. Patrick's Day. We are beginning the greening of the city. There you go. So we are going to take next Monday off. That is parade day. And you are going to be out of town for a little bit, but we will reconvene right back here in this spot in 2 weeks for another edition of Mondays with Maggie. It will be a good time. We will have lots of stories to share. Yeah?
Yes.
Cool. All right. Thank you, Maggie. Stay dry, stay warm, and we will see you soon.